Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A year after his death, a Boston police officer is being recognized as the 78th officer killed in the city in the line of duty. Hundreds of people turned out yesterday to honor Officer Dennis Simmons, whose death is attributed to the 2013 manhunt for the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Officer Dennis Simmons died a year after the Watertown shootout. Police consider him the fifth victim to die as a result of the Marathon bombings. Mayor Marty Walsh says Simmons' heroism will not be forgotten.
Without second thought or any hesitation, he put himself between our city and danger. He continued to protect Boston right up until the final days, doing the work and the job that he loved.
Before a crowd of police and relatives of the fallen officer, the mayor helped unveil the engraving of Simmons' name on the marble memorial next to the names of other officers killed in service. Simmons served for just 6 years, but colleagues remember him as a rising star on the force. Boston Police Patrolmen's Association President Patrick Rose.
An old-timer once told me, "Kid, if you're remembered as a good guy, you did your job well. No higher compliment can be paid to a cop than to say that he was a good guy." In closing, I would ask that you always remember Dennis with a smile, and always remember, Dennis was and always will be a good guy.
The particulars of Officer Simmons' death remain unclear. He died following what was deemed a medical emergency in a police academy gym. No autopsy was performed. A police report filed a month and a half after the Watertown shootout says Simmons injured his hand, back, and ankle that night. It also states he experienced blurry vision before a doctor prescribed him a pain reliever and a muscle relaxant. Police Commissioner Bill Evans says he still doesn't know many details of what happened to Simmons on the night of the shootout. Asked if Jahar Tsarnaev should face charges in the officer's death, Evans says Tsarnaev is already getting the punishment he deserves.
He's going to pay the price for what he did as far as, you know, killing those four people involved with the marathon.
And Evans says he doesn't want to see the Simmons family have to sit through another trial. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.